You don't have to come get the conditional use permit to do the rental.
You've been with the county a long time.
10 years.
Okay. I imagine, I always said BOE is the easy board to be on. Planning and zoning is like the hard one. So I would still agree with that outside this year's a flyer. But so what's your experience in zoning and taxing?
Taxing is taxing. Yeah. And that's what I tell
everybody. Come on, don't you want to have that responsibility too?
No. Yeah. I've told everybody, they say, what's going to happen to my taxes? I said, you're going to have to go talk to the assessor. That's where your taxes are based. Right. We have zero to do with taxes.
Right, it's just how you classify it.
We are zoning district classifications only, which say you can do these uses in that district.
Right.
Whether that's a commercial use and you're doing it as commercial or not, that's the assessor's.
And I would think that was the case.
These two get meshed all the time somehow, but they're actually separate.
So and the reason we ask is in Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, if you are in a residential zone, you are taxed residentially. If you're in a commercial zone, you're taxed commercially, and that includes nightly rental. So we're not Tennessee, I get it, but they're a very similar type. You know, have vacation areas like what we do, and so we just want to reach out to some other areas, see what happened, or see what they were doing. I know that here it's been, you know, we haven't had traditional zoning, performance-based zoning, so, you know, there's a place over here on Forsyth in a commercial district that's residential property, right? There's a couple of them. And they get probably taxed residential. Well, I would guess. So, I mean,
I'm assuming you can go down in classification without any problem, but it's just going up. That's the.
We're learning. We've had three or two zoning meetings between the county commission, because they're the only ones that ultimately can change the zoning. They've been some long meetings. First one was 2 hours. So.
Well, I bet. I mean, after everybody's done whatever the heck they want for so long.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm frustrated, too. I was told that your office sent me a letter in October for a nightly rental that went in by me.
We're still on record, guys, by the way.
So.
I didn't send a letter.
I would always send a letter from the county. I think it was cash.
Yep.
Okay. Well, And can we go on Beacon and get the
That's what I was going to have her do, just kind of zoom in.
Get the new zoning grids.
There's a layer on Beacon.
Okay. We're all putting layers on Beacon for you.
Just go near Forsyth. That's probably might have to go in one more, but maybe not. Just go over to your layers.
Yeah,
top left.
Top left.
And then go down to about the fourth one or so. It says. So
now that's Jack Matthews Lane. I know he's doing nightly rental down there on that hay field.
Nightly rental to cows.
Yeah, nightly rental to cows, yeah. He is renting those nights to them cattle.
Anyway, these colors all pop up on the map.
Okay. So just play with it.
Under zoning, it's about the fourth one down, and it'll even say RR1, A1, office, C2.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Isn't multifamily residential as well? So if I'm looking at a multifamily unit, isn't it typically residential?
I mean, it can be and it cannot be.
I mean, like an apartment building is multifamily, yeah, right? Or a duplex or fourplex or sixplex?
Duplex would be R2.
Vineyards was multifamily, one to four, not slightly rental. So,
okay, yeah.
I tried to show you earlier. This is a motel.
Yeah, it should come up on the whole map.
It's not a motel.
That computer's having an issue.
Under our structures, if you were talking zoning, it's lined up with a bunch just like it, right next to the rest of the state house. They sent in your, different people buying these to bring out. They're right there in the hotel room.
Oh, it just took a while.
So I don't know, I mean, I'm confused.
Is that one before us?
No, I'm just pointing out. It's a sales letter.
Yeah, I was listening a while ago.
Sorry, you down.
Entertainment. Sounds like our meeting.
That's what they paid for it. We assessed them at $320. But when I looked it up under structure.
Hey Scott, thanks for coming over.
No problem, call anytime if you have questions.
It's dangerous crossing that crosswalk over there, so.
When you go into the.
You guys have had a big year too. Right? Yeah, you've had a big year doing that.
Especially with this.
It says what the structure is.
Eight township meetings.
It's in my top.
Getting it adopted.
Why?
For your process.
Call anytime.
Kenny?
Thank you.
All right, Wesley, see ya.
You said that's a motel?
This is next to Lone Star, and there's a bunch of them all in a row that they're building them. And the structure, we have that as a motel.
Yep.
Why is that? Why, that's a?
It's Nightly Rental.
Oh, it's Nightly Rental, okay. Okay, so
that's Dan Rubens.
I can call it whatever I want. I can call it a house, I can call it utility, I can call it whatever I want.
Gotcha.
Well, on the field you can. On the you know what we're calling it in, you know, as far as
those right there are Nightly Rental. Just like that's what's the name of it? Something Reunion Lodge.
Okay.
So I mean, you know, there's ways to get around.
No question. I mean, I know there's a lot of them being built to. Specifically just for Nightly Rental. So.
Yeah. Well, and that's not a bad thing. It is what it is.
But
there's other stuff.
I do want to say it's kind of mean to tell people who have put $10 million into building a big hotel motel that, well, you can just go ahead and redo your place so that you can compete with me because I don't have to pay. You see what I'm saying? That seemed a little.
We understand.
That seemed harsh.
There's two sides.
Believe me, they're gonna. Probably nobody's gonna be happy with this.
I think it's mean to raise taxes on hotels after they had the worst year ever. But I think that's the big deal here. Not the other. I agree. I mean, there is a change in the way people vacation, and that change in the market affects that hotel, and the hotel has to adjust. And, I mean, I stay in hotels, and sometimes we stay in a nightly rental place when we go out of town.
It's odd that they, of course, because bed and breakfast became the big deal before nightly rental became the big deal, so they... Legislature carved out an exception for the bed and breakfast, but hasn't done anything for nightly rental yet. So, what are they going to do?
I got to take a bathroom break. Hey, why don't you guys move on with BMA Investments?
Well, the problem is, Jeff, we don't know how to dial the phone like you do. That's fine.
I got an idea. Uh-oh. Wait, recess for 5 minutes. Sorry, I was going to dial the phone for you.
You know, the hotels pay a lodging tax. Do the nightly rental people pay that too?